so nice to be here and have the call with Dave yesterday and just be here in our community. You know, it doesn't matter where we are. It doesn't matter where we live. We can always tap in to this community. It doesn't matter how cold it is, how much snow there is, sunshine. It's just so beautiful. I love technology. And I got to tell you, I love the new movie that Eric Worre just put out called The Rise of the Entrepreneur. It is phenomenal. And we'll talk more about that, you know, this week and as the weeks come on. But, you know, it's just something else. I watched it the night it launched. And it's exciting because, you know, we're early adopters. I never want to forget that. I love to remember that we're early in this game, you know, and every move we make to understand it and to effectively, you know, become a network marketer, it's just beautiful. It's just, and I really honor each and every one of you. And I really honor you, Donna. You know, she's even written a book, a beautiful book about network marketing. And it's beautifully illustrated. And she has some really great new cutting-edge concepts in there. So not only is she, you know, a millionaire, but she's also a very, very, just a wonderful author and a speaker and a trainer. And we're just so grateful for you, Donna. So welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you. And just the good news is that book is going to be up on Kindle within the next week. It's already done,
wow.
And I just have somebody putting it up on Kindle so that people can get it. You can download it on your Kindle. I think we're going to do it even either $3.99 or $2.99, because I think I want to make it available to everybody, and it's so much less expensive to do it there than it is in a physical copy. And it actually is beautiful. I had the same artist redo it for Kindle, so it has a lot of the same illustrations, and it's really pretty. So just so you know, I spoke to him yesterday. He's going to be putting it, the fellow who's putting it up for me. It'll be sometime within the next couple of days. So by next week, it'll be there. So, yeah, I'm so grateful for this business. This has been an amazing, this has changed my life totally, totally. So, and you know, this is all about talking to people. And I was going to say this because we're heading into the holidays. We are in the holidays now. Holidays, Thanksgiving's here. And it's all about connecting with people, talking to people. There's a wonderful Tim Sales video out there online. And he said, he goes on about saying, you know, this is, he wanted to know before he got into this business. For those who don't know, Tim Sales is one of the top trainers in the industry. And he said, he wanted to know before he got into this industry, what is all the downside? And for every downside he could find, people will not show up. People will lie to you. They'll make an appointment. They won't show up. And all the answers were, we'll just talk to more people. That was it. And he says, you mean that's it? That's all I have to do? And they said, and the man he signed up with said, well, yeah, that's all you have to do. Talk to more people. And he started describing what his other job was like as a man who worked in the Navy SEALs and would defuse bombs. That's what he did. And so his concept was, how can there be anything easier but talking to people? That's all we do. We connect with people. So over the holidays here, we're going to be connecting with a lot of people. And one of the things I'm really excited about with the new movie that you just spoke about, because I've watched it twice already, I'm going to watch it again, make some more notes, is that it's redefining network marketing. This is like a turning point as a profession. And I know that when I go to my family, they wonder what I'm doing. They don't know. They kind of think, oh, my God, what's she doing now? And it doesn't matter. I'm a professional in what I do. And I can hold that position, and I can help them if they want to be helped. It's just a matter of talking to people and holding our own integrity in all of this. And knowing, like you said, we are early adopters. What is it, Lenny? What is that they say that the first they think you're crazy, then they try to resist you, and then they say, oh, but it was obvious the whole time. this is kind of what inventors and artists and creators and innovators face all the time. First they think you're crazy, and then they try to resist you, and then they go, well, that was self-evident. So we are the early adopters, and it's close now because the company is growing so rapidly. All we have to do to talk to people. Remember, Lenny, when we were at the very beginning and nobody knew about cleansing and about toxicity? Remember that in 2005, 2006?
Yeah. My street, when I drive down anywhere where I'm in a city, it's the same. Like, no one still knows about us. No.
Really? Well, they don't know. Yeah, they don't know about us, but people are talking about cleansing now. And now they're talking, a few people are talking about telomeres, but we've always been so far ahead of the pack. Anyway, that's kind of the point I was making was, because when I remember when we were talking about it at the very beginning, talking about cleansing and stuff, people didn't really know, but now it seems to me like everybody's talking about cleansing, but people don't know about isogenics. So all I know is that we are riding the crest of a wave that is something that everybody's looking for in this industry, you know, in the industry itself and then in the world itself. Because in the industry, everyone dreams about, talks about being with a company that's in momentum, where it's easy to grow. And one of the things that Eric Worre says, it doesn't last forever. The momentum period does not last forever. He said something between 9 to 12 months. And so it really behooves all of us to just go out there and make mistakes, start talking to people, invite people, even people we've invited before who have said no, maybe invite them again, have them show up again, because you never know what's happened in someone's life. And I think, Lenny, you have the stories of that with Robin Dunda, right? She didn't want to know about it. Was that the one? And 6 months later,
I got on the phone
with
her early on. Yeah, and I invited her to take a look at isogenics, and she just flat out rejected me.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, that was that, you know. And then Hillary kept her picture on her vision board. And then about 9 months later, called me and said, hey, I think it's time for me to reach out to Robin Dunda. I said, then do it now. Because inspiration comes like that. When we feel the feeling, when we get the thought, when the message comes, we act. And she called her up, and bam, Robin was ready 9 months later, and she came in and she became a crystal executive in 8 days.
Bingo. You never know where people are and what shifts in their lives. I mean, hearing Robin Dunda's story is spectacular. So we've all had no's. I had somebody who texted me early this morning. He's been saying no for a year and a half, and he's going, oh, my gosh, these shakes are amazing. I love them. And I actually at one point got so frustrated, I took his number out of my book. I said, no, I'm not going to call him anymore. And all of a sudden, a couple of weeks later, I get this call. Hey, you, Donna. Hi, how are you? And so you never know where it's going to come. And I went, oh, crazy me. I told him, I even took your name out of my book, Angel. And he says, you did. And guess what? He's turning around. And he's a real, you know, he's a real networker, a real go-getter. And you never know what's turning around in people's lives. So where we have to be, we get to be the rock. We get to be the lighthouse. We get to be planted on the rock, showing the light again and again and again. And this is, the world is about attraction. When we go chase things, they run away from us. But when we attract things, that's kind of like a real learning curve, something really difficult. I used to talk to – I had a friend who was an engineer. I actually almost married him. He was an engineer. He designed chips inside of high-end computers. And we would talk about this stuff all the time. And he said, the world is magnetic. It's just – it's not a push-me-pull-you world. It's a magnetic world. We attract things. And like Lenny just said, all of a sudden you'll get the signal, okay, it's time to do this. Woo, and do it. Jump on it. don't question yourself. Start learning to follow your hunches. And so all I know is that this is a weekend that you're going to start meeting lots of people. You're going to be talking to people. Have your systems up. I say absolutely, you've got to have a pen and paper in your pocket, in your purse, wherever you have it. You've got to have it. It's less important to have a card than it is for you to have a little pad and paper to take people's names and numbers and follow up on them with. Because if you don't get their names and numbers and your emails, it's not a lead. They will never call you. I don't think I've ever had anyone call me that I gave a card to. And I actually haven't really given that many cards out. I'll give them, after I get their name and number, I'll get a person's card. Anyway, so I'm just excited about where we are. We are at a new beginning. And the perfect part of this business is that every day can be an absolute new beginning. You make up your mind and you just focus on where you're going. And so for this whole holiday season, you're going to be meeting a lot of people. Create friends, create relationships, because a lot of people are going to be signing up during the holidays to pay for Christmas, and more people are going to be signing up right after Christmas to drop the weight they put on. So anyway, that's all I have to say today, Eleni.
Well, I just love it. I love it so much, and I think that what a wonderful conversation for everybody to be tuned into today to listen. You know, I did a training last night on a team call. I did several, like, massively awesome conference calls last night with, like, hundreds of people that people really are wanting this. They love it. They love what we have, absolutely love what we have. And I just want to there's something that I feel like I'm supposed to share just for a second here, and it's out of Eric Worre's book. And, you know, Eric Worre is brilliant. There's no doubt. On page 83 of GoPro, I just challenge you to read that chapter. It's skill number 4, following up with your prospects. But what it's about is you don't have to, like, get the person. You know, a lot of us are going to see family members for the first time in a year this week. And we feel like when you see someone, you need to pounce on them. You need to pounce. And he clearly and logically describes something that Susan Sly and I have been teaching for 10 years. And that is, on average, it takes every single human, the average, we all need about between 4 and 7 exposures before we're ready. So the whole goal of the first connection and the first exposure is to just schedule another exposure and schedule another exposure, because if we really believe it's education, then we're just going to keep educating and helping people understand and educate in love. Not like you get one shot at this person, so you better pounce. That hurts feelings. That builds walls. That closes doors. So just as you're there lovingly, just remember, it's not about, you know, getting them now or never. That force, that negates. That's what I got out of what Yudana taught us. That force negates. We're pushing and it negates and people feel it. If you go on the defense, bam, it's over. If you go on the offense and you're offensive, it's over too, because people will feel that as well. So it's just a loving interchange of information, and that's what this is. And we're all learning. We're all at different levels of that, you know, and so the work will show us how, but you know, it's not that practice makes perfect, it's that practice makes permanent. And so let's just practice becoming really good friends and listening to other people's points of view and having a conversation. Right, Yudana?
Absolutely. That's it. And finding, because you never know what changes around. You never know what changes for them, and listening to what they want. And then they will, pretty soon they'll reach. I think about it like it's a stray kitty cat, and they're afraid to eat, they're afraid to come close, they're not quite sure. You just got to put the food out for them and, you know, put some tuna fish in a bowl for them, make it really attractive and smell good. But then you have to back away and let them come to it. Because as soon as you go out and try to grab them, they're going to be gone, you know. It's about attraction. I think you're absolutely right, Lenny. And loving
people. Well, Yeah. Well, Donna, thank you for this beautiful message, and thank all of you. And, you know, tomorrow's Wednesday. I'm going to be sharing a message tomorrow. And I've made the decision to have tomorrow be our Friday and not have a call on Thursday and Friday, and just really enjoy yourself and enjoy and do some review and ask yourself some really great questions. And you know, like if there's something that's ready to shift into a new place, then be ready for that, you know. And so we'll be on tomorrow together, and we're just so grateful for each and every one of you. So I'm going to unmute the lines and do a 1, 2, 3. And could you tell us, I'm just unpacking my entire library. Udonna, I read your book 3 times, and the exact title, what's it going to be on Kindle? Did you change the title at all?
It's The Home-Based Business Revolution, A Consumer's Guide. Basically, I was studying with Joe Polish at the time, and I thought, oh, no, people need a consumer's guide, something really simple, clear, and succinct. Mm. And so, but it's going to be called The Home-Based Business Revolution, A Consumer's Guide. Yes.
Oh, I just love it, and it's such a brilliant work. I can't wait to order it on Kindle.
Thank you. Yeah,
here's the thing. We're just so grateful for all the gifts and talents that we all have. Let's allow that light out. It's always in us. It never dims. It's always there. And the moment we let it, we allow it to shine, it shines so brightly. And I see it. I see it in you. I see it like I see the sun. It's there. It's always there. And, you know, it's just a matter of just letting it shine. That's so beautiful. And then more people will see it, and they'll want to let their light shine. Even if it's on a subconscious level, they'll want to. They're drawn. We're all drawn to the light like a moth. We are. And so it's just so beautiful. So, my friends, oh, this beautiful Tuesday before Thanksgiving, I just want the best for you. So let's go ahead and unmute. See you tomorrow. Here we go. Okay, we're live. 1, 2, 3.
I succeeded.
Thank you, Donna.